This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Shipping and train services on the Changzhou Strait, which runs between the mainland and Hainan, have been suspended. Logistics are being shut down ahead of the advance of Super Typhoon Utor. The massive storm is currently tracking towards the Lazhou Peninsula. It's bringing with it winds of around 175 kilometers per hour in the center of the storm. Forecasters are still anticipating Utor will make landfall in southeast Guangdong sometime Wednesday evening. It's already stirring up waves of up to 10 meters high. Heavy storms are already sweeping into southern Hainan. Utor rolled through the northern Philippines over the weekend, killing at least one person and leaving close to 40 others missing. Four workers are dead after a tunnel collapsed at a hydropower station in Jiangxi early this Tuesday morning. The tunnel was under construction at the time of the collapse, which took place at a hydropower station in Sichuan County, which is about 350 kilometers southwest of the provincial capital Nanchang. Three of the victims were killed instantly, while a fourth later died in hospital. Safety inspectors are now trying to determine the cause of the tunnel collapse. Former Malian Prime Minister Ibrahim Boubacar Keita has won the country's presidential election. Ex-Finance Minister Soumaya Cisse has conceded defeat and has congratulated Keita, saying he's ready to assist Keita in his mission as the new president. No official results of the runoff have been released, but initial polling suggests Keita has won by a wide margin. National and international observers are suggesting the vote has come off without major incidents, though there were some minor technical faults. Mali has suffered through a year of unrest, including a military coup and a French-led military campaign to oust Islamist rebels from the north. It appears the Israeli anti-missile battery known as the Iron Dome has intercepted a rocket aimed at the country's southern city of Eilat in the early hours of Tuesday. Local residents are reporting hearing the echoes of two explosions in the area. No injuries or damage have been reported. So far, Israeli forces have not commented. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has arrived in Pakistan for talks with the country's senior leaders, focusing on disaster management, peace, and education. Ban is due to meet with Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, and other senior officials, and attend the Independence Day celebrations this coming Wednesday. The UN chief's visit in Pakistan should last for 2 days. Widely believe Ban Ki-moon will also discuss the current tensions between Pakistan and India. Indian authorities are on high alert in the run-up to that country's Independence Day celebrations this coming Thursday. Authorities in the capital, New Delhi, are warning the city's metro system is vulnerable to terrorist attacks. As such, Indian police are increasing security along the line to ensure people's safety. Some 50,000 additional personnel are being deployed across different parts of Delhi to try to add additional protection to vital installations around the Indian capital. Security is said to be particularly heavy around historic Red Fort, where Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is due to deliver a speech to the nation on Thursday. Tensions between India and rival Pakistan have been running high in recent months, leading to increased concerns about potential terrorism. The largest Islamic party in Bangladesh, refusing to end its 48-hour strike across the country, which is now into its second day, Jamaat-e-Islami, has launched the protest, claiming the government is hatching a conspiracy to annihilate it. Security forces have been deployed to break up protest marches in the capital, Dhaka. There have been numerous reports of firebombs being thrown at various parts of the country. So far, no injuries have been reported. This comes after the country's high court declared Jamaat cannot operate as a political entity. Courts have ruled Jamaat, as an Islamic party, cannot contest elections because its first priority is Islam and not the protection of the sovereignty of Bangladesh. Jamaat-e-Islami has been accused of war crimes during the country's fight for independence from Pakistan in 1971. This has led to growing calls for the party to be disbanded. New polling is suggesting the popularity of incumbent Chilean President Sebastián Piñera's government is down significantly through July. Piñera's personal approval rating has dropped 2 points through this past month to 37%. However, the national disapproval rating for Piñera's government has ballooned from 40% in June up to 53% disapproval. The same survey has found only 28% approve of the way Piñera is handling the country's education system. The sector has been hammered by massive protests for the past 2 years. Meanwhile, only 15% of Chileans feel Piñera is doing a good job when it comes to fighting crime. Piñera took office in 2010. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.